This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thank you for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Today, we're going to talk about some common verbiage that you hear about back pain. So we're going to talk about bone spurs. What are they? How do you get a bone spur? We're going to talk about sciatica. We're going to talk about spinal stenosis, right? A lot of hot key terms that people hear often in relation to symptoms of back pain. And then what do you do? You know, if you have this, what are some of the options that you can do to help treat it, right? So that's what we're talking about today. It's so often that I hear people come in and they say, hey, I've done X, Y, Z, nothing has helped. And it's really great to know that, you know, when ordinary medicine and chiropractic have failed, that is where they really see results in our office. And it's so unfortunate. Like it really does make my heart sad that people have to go through all of that. That being said, you know, with what we do and why it's so different in terms of not just correcting the structure, but neuromuscular reeducation, so many times people are addressing the wrong things. And I want to be able to talk about that in a little bit more detail. So if you are someone or you know someone who have these conditions, right, these problems, what can you do to help yourself or to help them? Because there is a solution beyond just being stuck in this cyclical cycle of, you know, chasing symptoms, what drug, what can we do? But then yet all the while, the underlying root cause of the problem is still there. That's a really big point. You know, when patients come in the office, I have to remind them, there's multiple paths you can take in terms of health. One is that you do nothing, but you realize often it's the snowball effect. Things get worse. They last a little bit longer. Yep, right? You understand what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. You know, my back used to go out, but then I would just lay under the warm shower. I'd take a couple Advil, and a couple days it'd be gone. But this time I've done that, and it's lasting for longer, and I don't know. The things that I used to do don't work anymore, right? That's the snowball effect. That's number one. Number two, you can mask it. Here's a pill for this, a pill for that. That doesn't work. We can do shots. We can do surgery. But still, the problem with all of that is if you take away all of those things, the underlying root cause of the problem is still there. And that's more what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. We get down to the root cause of the problem and take care of the cause, so it isn't something then you have to continue to keep worrying about for the rest of your life. And imagine what that looks like for you. Not having to worry about those ailments, right? And there's a certain limitation depending on how far advanced some of these things are. But that's what we are highly educated on and trained in so that we know exactly how to address it. And then too, you know, being that there is a limitation, we know if we can't take care of you, we know there's a certain point where let me get you to someone who can. I'm not going to lie to you, right? Here's what it is. Very candidly, can we help you or not? And if we can't, we'll find you someone that can. Now, before we get more in depth into that, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Maybe today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Today, Today's Health in the News talks about, want to live longer? You may want to ditch these drinks. You want to live longer? You may want to ditch these drinks. So brace yourself, lovers of diet soda and sugary drinks. It's more bad news and yet another reason to consider ditching your favorite sodas or soft drinks. A new study followed more than 450,000 people in 10 European countries for up to 19 years and found that those who drank two or more glasses of any type of soda a day had a higher risk of dying from any cause of death than people who drank less than a glass each month. I think that's noteworthy because we say, I'm not drinking soda, I'm drinking diet soda. This says they followed 450,000 people, so almost 500,000 people in 10 countries for almost 20 years. What they found is that those who drank two or more glasses of any type of soda a day. Now, glasses, 8 ounce. 8 ounces is a glass. So if you're like, oh, I only have one, if it's a big gulp, that's like four sodas, right? So people who drank two or more glasses of any type of soda a day had a higher risk of dying from all-cause mortality than people who drank less than one glass each month. None of the people had cancer, diabetes, heart disease, or strokes before their participation. The study published in the Journal of American Medical Association, Internal Medicine, found men and women who drank two or more glasses a day of sugar-sweetened soft drinks had a higher risk of dying from digestive disorders, while those who drank the same amount of diet drinks had a higher risk from dying from cardiovascular disease. The link to digestive disease in the study is interesting. They said experimental evidence suggests that high blood sugar and high sugar intake can impair the gut barrier, leading to leaky gut, and access to the gut immune system causing intestinal inflammation, altering gut microbiota, and increasing susceptibility to gut infections. These pathways may increase susceptibility to digestive diseases. Total soft drink consumption in the study was also associated with an increased risk for Parkinson's disease, but not with Alzheimer's or cancer. So Parkinson's. Soft drinks were defined as low-calorie or diet fizzy soft drinks. Fizzy soft drinks such as cola, lemonade, fruit splash, which are non-alcoholic concentrated syrups, typically mixed with sugar and water. In this study, one glass of soft drink was 8 fluid ounces. The typical can of soda around the world holds 12 fluid ounces, right? So they said 8 ounces, so 16. So if you have more than a can, you're in this category. And I assume that if it's like, hey, 1.5 cans does this, well, then what does one can do? The same thing, maybe just a little bit less. This long-term, large study is yet another in a growing list of research that is surrounding the alarm of our love affair with carbonated soft drinks. Back several months ago, the American Heart Association released a study that found drinking two or more of any kind of artificially sweetened drinks a day is linked to the increased risk of blood clot-based strokes, heart attacks, and early death in women over 50. The risks were highest for women who had no history of heart disease or diabetes and women who are obese or African-American women. Previous research has shown a link between diet beverages and stroke, dementia, type 2 diabetes, obesity, and metabolic syndrome, which can lead to heart disease and diabetes. Guys, come on. When you look at this, people say, oh, I'm drinking diet sodas because I want to be healthier, right? This is my health conscious decision that I make today. And they say literally drinking two or more of any type of artificially sweetened drinks, right? That includes not just sodas, that includes energy drinks, that includes, you know, diet teas, anything artificially sweetened is linked to increased risk of clot-based strokes, heart attacks, and early death in women over 50. And the risks are higher with people who say, oh, but I don't, you know, that doesn't run in my family. I don't have any history of heart disease or diabetes. Then that's you. You are highest at risk. And a month after that study, there was a study published in the Journal of Circulation where they looked at 81,000 women enrolled in a nurse's health study and nearly 40,000 men from a professional health study. It found that women who drank two or more servings of a sugary beverage defined as a standard glass bottle or can, 8 ounces, had a 63% increase in premature death compared to women who drank less than one a month. Men who did the same had a 29% increase in risk. Those who consumed more than one sugary beverage per month, but fewer than two, seemed to experience a dose effect. The more they drank, the greater the risk, right? So like I said, the less they drank, the less risk. There's no risk. Double negative. There's not any risk. Substituting one sugary beverage a day with an artificially sweetened one found to lower the risk of premature death, but drinking four or more artificially beverages increased the risk of premature death from cardiovascular disease in women. While more studies continued on, the research found drinking a small glass of sugary drink a day, about 100 milliliters, about a third of the typical can of soda, one third of a can, to an 18% increase in overall cancer risk and 22% risk for breast cancer. Guys, there are so many times that we're like, oh my goodness, I'm just duped, right? This runs in my genes. Genes load the gun, lifestyle is what pulls the trigger. And when you look at a lifestyle choice that you 100% have control of, it's whether or not you drink that sugary beverage. It is 100% whether or not you drink that diet soda. It is 100% up to you when we're looking at, hey, genes load the gun, lifestyle is what pulls the trigger. And it's kind of a morbid analogy, but it is 100% true. Something has to turn on and off that gene expression. And so when we're looking at the choices that we're making, are you educated about that choice and what that impact is going to have on your health? Oh, don't worry. I'm going to the gym. I'm exercising, right? But then on the way home from the gym, you drink a diet soda, right? Like, why are you going to the gym? Is it to lose weight? Is it to decrease your risk of heart disease? Is it a diabetes, heart attack, early death? You don't want to die at 50 years old because that's what that soda does to you. So let's be congruent across the board. Right? We've got to do some things that move the needle. Are there other things that you can drink instead of those sugary carbonated beverages? Are there things that you can drink instead of those artificially sweetened carbonated beverages? And the answer is yes. Right? And you know how you do it? You just stop. You just stop. Right? There's so many times. Well, should I maybe wean down? You can. Right? But you're prolonging the inevitable. Stop. Make those changes. Invest in yourself. Invest in your health. You are 100% worth it. But you have to put yourself as a priority. You've got to put your family as a priority. And the first thing that we can do is by making little changes throughout the day that have a big health impact overall. One of those, cut out the sodas. Now, when we come back, do you ever have that pain that radiates down your leg? Look online, sounds like sciatica. I'll tell you more about what it is next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Glorious, glorious, got a chance to start again. I was born for this, born for this. It's who I am, how could I forget? I made it through the darkest part of the night, and now I see the sunrise. Now I feel glorious, glorious, I feel glorious, glorious.
Your back hurt? We can help. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can check me out on Facebook. It's facebook.com/DocLeanne, DocLeanne. Dr. Leanne Schluter is my name. Now, I laugh at myself a lot on this show, you'll see, because I'm in a studio by myself with my radio producer on the other side. You know, and if you can't laugh at yourself, who can you laugh at? But it is true. So we do, obviously, if you've ever listened to Maximize Your Life, I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, we do more than just treat back pain. right? And I think that's so big. That's one of the things that differentiates us from kind of the average pain-based chiropractic is we actually look at correcting the structure. This is incredibly noteworthy. I've got an advanced structural correction training that I'm going to this next weekend, about a week from now. I'm going to Orlando in just about, what, four weeks? Oh, wow. I'm going to Orlando in like 4 weeks. So that we can do more advanced training. So what we do is not just adjust, right? The one thing that we look at is, hey, say you have lost the normal curvature in your neck, or you've lost the normal curvature in your lower back. What we do is we actually look at starting to restore that, right? So we look at trying to increase that. Say you come in and you have 9 millimeters of pelvic unleveling. One is the person who is looking at that pelvic unleveling. Are they actually looking to make sure it's not an anatomical leg length discrepancy or if it's rotation in the pelvis? Because most people say my leg is shorter, but I can tell you that about 98% of the people who come in that think that they have a short leg actually have a pelvic unleveling discrepancy. Anatomically, their legs are not different lengths. So that's really, really important to know and make sure that you're paying attention to. Or you have a doctor who knows exactly how to address that. Now, one thing that I see often in my office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is people who come in, and Google has really opened up the door for us to be able to diagnose ourselves. Dr. Google is what I call him. So oftentimes people come in here and they've had a sit down with Dr. Google for a while and they say, here's what I found. And sometimes people are really spot on. And other times they're really not. That being said, I feel like when you hear about sciatic nerve pain, sciatica, those are references that most people can, you know, they feel this way. They search online, they find the symptom, and they're oftentimes correct in that self-diagnosis. And so what is sciatic nerve pain, right? So sciatic nerve pain is when certain nerves become pinched in the lower spine, so the lumbar spine, the lower spine running along the sciatic nerve, which is the largest single nerve in the human body. So pain can develop that runs down the entire length of the leg. Sciatic nerve pain is usually repetitive, felt more primary in one leg. For some people, it can be intolerable, right? Like a really awful bad toothache. Some people, it's more of a dull aching pain that they might feel that it kind of presents in their buttocks, right? Like, oh, like deep hip pain, radiating leg pain. Sometimes it can go down to the toe. It can present symptom-wise as lower back pain. When you sit, it can get worse. You can have burning or tingling down the leg, weakness, numbness, or difficulty moving your leg or foot. Shooting pain that makes it difficult to stand up, where you're like, oh, it catches you. That's sciatic nerve pain, also known as sciatica. So oftentimes, people will... When they come into the office, they go down this path, right? And it typically looks like this. This is what I see. You have back pain. You try over the counters. And they work for a little bit. But then the cause of the problem is still there. So you've got to use more over the counters. You try different over the counters. Eventually, you're like, hey, this isn't good. So you go to your doctor. And he says, yeah, sounds like something's going on down there. Why don't we send you, we'll take x-rays, right? And they might take x-rays and they say, hey, yep, we found a couple things. We think you should go to physical therapy. And they go to physical therapy and they do a lot of muscle stretching and strengthening. They can do E-stim. And then if that doesn't work, they say, you know what? I think this is time for a referral out. And they refer you out to the orthopedic. And so that orthopedic looks and says, hey, you know what I think the next step for you might be? Let's look at doing injections. We're going to try to inject that nerve to give you some relief. Hey, it might last two days. It might last 2 years. We don't know. But whenever it becomes intolerable, come back and we'll see what we can do. And they'll do a couple injections, but really they can only do a couple of injections. So then they say, you know what? Our next step is surgery. And so that's what we look at for the cycle of lower back pain. We've kind of moved out the opioids because at this point, our country in general has an immense opioid crisis that they're saying, hey, doctors, you have a personal role and responsibility of addressing this. Right? Crazy. So that's what I see often with patients who come in with back pain. Sciatica. Now, again, we know this is one where physical therapy is awesome. Physical therapy is so effective, especially when it's working with muscles. The problem is that we're talking about sciatic nerve pain. That pain is caused because there's pinching on the nerve roots, the nerve in the lower back. And so what happens is muscles spasm as a protection mechanism, so there's not more pressure on those nerves in the lower back. So what we do is we say, hey, this muscle spasm must be the problem. Must be the problem. So we try to address the muscles, right? We do topical gels, we do creams, we do over-the-counter, right? We do stretching, strengthening, stim. But no one's addressing the pressure and damage on the nerves. That's what caused it. It's not sciatic muscle pain. It's sciatic nerve pain. And so while many people turn to pain-reducing medications or even surgery to correct the problem, studies have actually found that less invasive treatment options like chiropractic spinal adjustments can be just as effective for healing sciatic nerve pain. In fact, a study in 2010 that was published by the Journal of Manipulative Physiological Therapies found that nearly 60% of patients with sciatica who failed other medical treatments benefited from spinal manipulations from a chiropractor just as well as had they undergone surgical intervention. Oof. Right? And it's good. Acupuncture, yoga, massage. It's really, really great to act as a natural muscle relaxer. But that being said, if you're not addressing the root cause of the problem, which is pressure on those nerves, it's where you continue to keep seeing more of that damage. One thing that I can tell you is that, you want to be able to know someone who knows how to actually address correction. So if you get x-rays and they say, hey, look, your hip is higher. Good. So what's the follow-up? Well, we hope you feel better. Good. When's the next step? We saw your hip is higher. Are you going to follow up and do an objective finding, right? To make sure you're actually correcting the structure. If the structure being proper is what takes pressure off the nerves, if you find that there's structural damage that causes it, are you doing a follow-up to make sure that it's correcting? One study published in the Official Journal of North American Spinal Society found that after comparing results of over 100 adults who suffered from sciatic nerve pain, those who received chiropractic adjustments experienced less local pain, fewer number of days with pain, and fewer cases of moderate or severe pain compared to people who didn't receive adjustments. Get adjusted, guys. And that's, I think, the really great thing is that we address that underlying root cause, which is why we have a ton of great testimonies. And that is one that I want to be able to share with you, just a testimony of people who have seen amazing change in our office with exactly what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. And we will talk with her next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold. Have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder,
thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Thunder.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, If you ever want to email us questions, we're info@greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. We try to keep things pretty simple. Now, we are talking about common back, like common phrases that you hear. Sciatic was one of them. We're going to talk about bone spurs, spinal stenosis coming up next. But before I want to do that, I do want to welcome Sharon to the line. How are you?
Hi, I'm just fine. Thank you, Dr. Leanne.
Good. Well, I appreciate you coming on and sharing some of the changes that you've seen at Greenwood Family Chiropractic.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. I just want to spread the word because it's been so helpful for me.
So let's start off with just primarily, what were some of the things that you went through, that you experienced before you started in the office? What had happened?
Okay. Primarily, once I turned 50, I felt like my body was falling apart. I began having thyroid problems, underactive thyroid problems, and of course, through a period of time and trying the levothyroxine medicine and all, it was also determined that I had what they call Hashimoto's disease. So I just felt like that was just something that was spoken over me that was going to last my entire life and that I would always be on medication. Then in addition to that, I began gaining weight. I mean, there were so many things that I just felt like, well, it's just part of aging. So in addition to that, I had gone on a cruise and had actually hit the back of my head. And once I left the cruise, I was diagnosed with the mal de debarkment, which is just a constant dizziness, and just thought that was a part of the cruise. And I had gone to my primary care physician, who had referred me to a neurologist. I went through balance therapy, and then while going through that, then I injured my back, which took a while because at first you just think you pull a muscle, and then from there it just, the pain just kept radiating down my left leg, and it seemed that maybe it was sciatic problems. And I then went to a chiropractor who was able to help, but it seemed like my body just always snapped my back into the wrong position, and the adjustments just didn't seem to hold in place like I wanted them to.
Right.
So fortunately, a friend referred me to Greenwood Family Chiropractic because she had also experienced the same type of thing where she had seen a chiropractor where it didn't seem to hold the adjustments and told me that she had had success at your office. So that's why I began seeking out your office and checking with you and made an appointment.
So how many, in totality, how many doctors do you think that you saw before you started at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
Oh my. Well, in addition to doctors, I also went through balance therapy as well as physical therapy. So I went to five different physicians, you know, just to help in the various paths that I was taking to try to find something that would help me. Ultimately, once it was diagnosed that I actually had herniated discs in my back, the result was they wanted to refer me to a pain clinic for injections into my spine just to relieve the pain, which is just, that's not really healing the source of the problem. So
Right. Thankfully,
I was referred to your office. You told me to give you 3 months, and absolutely within 3 months, my back is, I feel like, 100% better. I'm able to walk my dog now. I'm able to grocery shop without being in pain,
right?
Because the pain was just constant, and I am staying the course because I know healing takes time, and I'm committed to staying with the plan and allowing my back to heal the way God intended our bodies to do. And I'm, in addition to that, I'm just seeing all kinds of improvements because I'm also improving my life in the other manners. Hopefully, I'll even be able to get off thyroid drugs and all that kind of thing at some point in time.
Yeah, when your thyroid just doesn't need it anymore, then you don't need it. So,
that's right.
And the other things being, you're really looking at the nutritional changes, the changing the toxic load through beauty products and things of that nature, right?
Absolutely. I I had been gaining weight, and it was really disturbing to me, and had even discussed with my primary physician about, you know, it was strange for me to gain 25 pounds in 1 year. And I thought being put on thyroid medicine would help increase my metabolism and help me lose some of that weight, but I really wasn't having any success. But then I also learned by going to your office that there were so many nutritional changes that I needed to make in my life. And as soon as I did that, I was amazed. I have lost, well, at this point, I've lost 20 pounds.
That's awesome.
And yes. Yes.
I mean, you look at the average person, if they're like, yo, I only lost 20. What do you mean, like, only? 20 pounds is phenomenal.
Yes. Well, I'm still working at it, you know, obviously. And it's been a wonderful journey because I feel better. You know, I feel there's hope. I feel like, you know, I just am going to have such a positive outcome. And I really encourage others to not accept just taking care of the symptoms. Get to the root cause and look for something that's going to allow your body to heal itself the way it was intended.
Right. I think it's a different concept too. Once you really realize just what you're able to do through without medicine, without surgery, just to that God-given potential, just the way you're designed. You shouldn't be designed to be 50 years old and not be able to go to the grocery store because you're in so much pain.
I agree. That was just more than, you know, I could take. I couldn't accept that. You know, I didn't want to be on painkillers. I didn't want to be on the drugs. I wanted to be out living my normal, active, healthy life.
Yes. Okay, so let me ask you this. So you obviously had kind of gone through the gamut before you finally were like, okay, I'll give it a try because I have nothing else to lose. So imagine if you were talking to yourself and you were only on doctor number one or two, or you're talking to someone who's listening, who's kind of going through that same thing, what would you suggest to them?
I would suggest they immediately go to Greenwood Family Chiropractic and give that a try first, because it's so much better for your body to get in that proper alignment, to allow those nerves from your brain to nourish those body parts that they just need the proper amount of nourishment. And with the knowledge, it's just not taught to be proactive to help heal your body in a natural way rather than just masking the pain or the symptoms with drugs. I would just say don't go through all the gamut. Just go directly and have your spine aligned and just give it some time and it will work.
Get to the root cause.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing.
You're welcome. I appreciate it. I just want to get the word out. Don't delay. Do it today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Now, if you want to know more, feel free to reach out. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule an appointment. Or you can give us a call. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Now, have you ever heard of a bone spur? Been diagnosed? Have a friend that has it? Don't know what to do with it? We'll tell you more next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne. Just keep moving on. Just keep pushing ahead. Yeah, the new has come. All the old is dead. Just keep moving on. Keep your eyes on the prize. And that word.
We've got answers. It's what we do. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853. Check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, or you can always go on Facebook, Dr. Leanne Schluter. Today we are talking about pain, back pain. There's a lot of different causes. Most commonly, it's because there's pressure on nerves in your back. That can be lower back pain, middle back pain, neck pain. upper neck pain, to the nerves that go back up into your head, also known as head pain, also known as headaches, right? So when you look at this, there's a lot of terminology that we've heard of that I feel like hasn't been adequately explained. We talked about sciatic nerve pain, sciatica, which is pressure on the nerves in the lower back. The sciatic nerve, it's the one that runs down the leg. Another one that I oftentimes hear of people that when we go through and explain, because one of the reasons why our patients are so successful, people are so successful in our office, is because they're highly educated about health and disease prevention. And so when you come in, our goal is to make it so that I'm just not going to tell you. I want you, I'm gonna lead you, I'm gonna teach you so that you understand. You know, it was so interesting. I went through a consult with a patient just this past week. And when we went through, they said, thank you so much, because I've never had a doctor be this thorough in teaching me and explaining me what's going on inside of my body, but how we're going to get to the cause of the problem and correct it. And that for me was really gratifying, because that's one of the goals. I just don't want to speak at you. Right? Oh, here's what's happening. You have bone spurs and that's why you have neck pain. Good luck. Try this. Come back if you're in more pain. Right? Like that. That's not the path that we take in the office. And so again, when you're looking more at like, hey, how do we address, you know, the underlying cause? It's just, you have to explain a little bit more. So when we talk about bone spurs, another term for bone spurs is also known as osteophytes. Bone spurs, osteophytes, they're synonymous. So bone spurs are bony growths that form over a period of time. They're a growth of bone that tends to spur out. So like, for example, in your spine, you have nice square bones. What happens though over the course of time with unequal wear and tear, also known as osteoarthritis, you'll start to see the bone shape start to change. It's a defense mechanism, right? Your body says, well, this isn't really stable. I've got all of this extra wear and tear. I'm going to throw some bone there to help as a stabilization mechanism. And so when you look at it, like on x-rays, instead of seeing nice square bones, you'll see sharp little hooks come out. And it goes in all directions. It can go in the front, it can go on the sides, it can go on the back. The problem is, more specifically, it goes through the bone, through the foramen where the nerve opens, or it goes back into the spinal canal. It compresses the nerves. And when it compresses the nerves, you'll find that it causes more problems. So those little spurs are wear and tear. So when you hear of like osteoarthritis, I feel like osteoarthritis, people will say, I have arthritis. But then I ask them, you know, what kind of arthritis? And they don't know if it's osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease where your body is attacking its joints from the inside. Osteoarthritis is a wear and tear disease. It's wear and tear. So when you have that unequal wear and tear in a joint, that joint starts to decay. Starts to erode from the inside. Oftentimes people will come into the office and said, you know, my mom had degenerative disc disease and arthritis. I'm going to have it too. And I would respectfully disagree with that. Because when you don't have that excessive wear and tear, then it stops that progression. Right? When you put back the alignment, that unequal stress and pressure stops and you don't see that continual negative change. When you talk about spinal stenosis, right? What is spinal stenosis? So spinal stenosis is a disorder that is caused by the narrowing of the spinal canal, which is the passage of nerves that runs down through the center of the back. Because stenosis is triggered from accumulating increased pressure that's placed on the spinal cord and the nerves within the back, it commonly causes back pain, sciatica, and other nerve problems, right? Let me give you an example. Neck, lower back. Those things are designed, you have curves all the way throughout your back. So not when you look on from the front. From the front, you should be nice and straight. So your nose should be in line with your sternum, should be in line with your belly button, should be aligned with your pelvis, right? All of that should be a nice straight line. When things shift from side to side, from left to right, oftentimes that would be what is considered a scoliosis. Right? You didn't know you're getting a spine lesson today. Now, from the other side, when you look at from the side, you are meant to have curves. Nice big curves. So in the neck and in the lower back, it goes forward, that curve. And so what happens is oftentimes people will lose that curvature. In the neck, you know, you hear of like military neck, it's a loss of curvature. In the lower back, when we're bent over a lot, you'll lose that normal curvature. Some things in life are meant to have curves. So imagine you take a banana and you flatten it. What happens to the insides? They get compressed, right? And so when you're looking at the narrowing of the spinal canal, you know, your spinal cord has a canal. You know, it's just what you have to go on. Now, if you narrow that canal, it's going to put more pressure on the nerves in the spinal cord itself. So then the ultimate goal is to figure out, hey, if we have this stenosis, abnormal narrowing of the canal, is it from bone spurs? Is it from degeneration? Is it from disc-related issues, right? There's tons of things that can affect the canal itself. So our ultimate goal is to look, hey, so if you have lumbar spinal stenosis, those are the nerve roots in the lower back. So oftentimes, spinal stenosis in the lower back can cause sciatica, which not only affects the buttocks, right, kind of like deep down, kind of glute pain, but also down the legs. Spinal stenosis can also cut off blood flow to the lower body. When you look at cervical spinal stenosis, cervical is your neck. So your C-spine, your neck, that is your cervical curve. So when you have cervical spinal stenosis, this is where you can often see compression that causes weakness, numbness and tingling, radiation, right? Radiating down to the shoulders, elbows, down to the tips of the fingers. So when you look at that stenosis, we've got to say, hey, we're compressing the spinal cord. What does that look like? And so overall, that's the great picture about being able to see x-rays. So many times people are like, well, why would I ever need an x-ray? You know, and quite candidly, not everyone does need an x-ray. They just don't. But there are other people who, you know, say you have been experiencing this on and off for the last 2 years, right? Man, I've had this sciatic pain now for 2 years. Okay. You know, because when you look at that, if it was something that was muscle or ligament related, it would have gone away. But the fact that it is still there means that it's likely something that's neurological. Weakness, numbness and tingling. It's a sign of something neurological going on. And by neurological, I mean nerve related. And that's what we are. We are doctors of cause. We are doctors of the nervous system. We look at things a little bit differently, though, right? The average medical doctor will look at something to say, hey, what is the diagnosis? And once we have that diagnosis, great. Then this is how we treat that diagnosis with drugs and surgery. Our job, right, as a doctor, doctors of cause, is to figure out more what's going on root cause-wise. Is it something that we can get down to the root cause of and taking care of that cause so it isn't something then you have to continue to keep worrying about? Or is it something that you say, hey, you know what? This is beyond our realm of what we can help with in the office. And do we have to send you elsewhere for further evaluation? Right? I can't tell you. There are times that we say, hey, let's do the most simple first. Let's see what's going on. And there are times that as we progress with care, if someone's not progressing properly, one of the first things that we do is we say, hey, let's get another set of eyes on here. Let's do an MRI. You know, and we'll refer out for an MRI to figure out exactly what's going on and more specifically how we can help. And so when you look at that big picture of things, it's like, oh my goodness, because there's a lot of palliative things you can do, right? What do you mean by palliative? It means it makes you feel better for right now, but you still have the cause. So when we talk about, hey, you can lose weight. Yep. Anytime you have additional weight on a structure, it's going to put more stress on that structure. That being said, I can't tell you how many people, their doctor said, hey, you know what? Your lower back pain hurts because you're overweight. Lose weight. And you know what they do? They lose weight. And guess what happens? Their lower back still hurts because there's still damage on the nerves. The weight was an exacerbation. Same thing. People say, oh, you know what? I think my bed's too hard. I think my bed's too soft. I think my pillow's too crooked. You're like, yeah, it's exacerbating and underlying. So what happens is we spend thousands of dollars on new mattresses, hundreds of dollars on new pillows. And guess what? Your back still hurts because that's not what's causing the problem. We can do stretching and strengthening, and we can do ice, and we can do topical rubs, right? Even the healthiest topical rubs. And you might feel great for a while, but if there's underlying root damage to the nerves or the spinal cord, then you need someone to look at that and address that. Right? We need to eat an anti-inflammatory diet. I agree. I think that's great for cellular inflammation, for the healing process. But again, if there's damage, and that's one of the reasons why when they look at injections, they say, hey, this might last 2 days. This might last 2 years. We don't know. But whenever it gets worse, and come back and we'll go through the next step. Why? Because what they do is they inject that nerve for a quote unquote anti-inflammatory, aka they're trying to make it so you don't feel that pressure. And they don't know if it's going to be tomorrow or a week that you put enough pressure on that nerve that the nerve flares up again and you say, ouch, it's still there. And so again, it's looking at why is there damage? Do you have a curvature? Do you have degeneration? Do you have bone spurs? Do you have spinal stenosis, right? Do you have shifting? Do you have subluxation? What is going on? So when you have someone on your side as a team to be able to help you address what's happening, when you get down to the root cause, this is where you see, again, when I said from the very beginning, where ordinary medicine and chiropractic have failed, this is where people just do excellent in our office, because we not only look at correcting the structure of the spine to do what we can to stop aging and reverse degeneration in the spine, but we actually look at neuromuscular reeducation. So we look at retraining the muscles to set the adjustment in place, to keep the pressure off, to make sure that we can get more of that structural correction, right? It's very, so when you walk into the office, know that you'll hear table drops, right? And you're like, bam, bam, bam. People are terrified. I'm like, it's totally okay. No worries. Because then when they get adjusted, they say, oh, that's it. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. You know, you'll see that people are smiling. It's loud. So it's not one of those ones where you come into the office and you know, the lady behind the desk says, how can I help you? Have a seat. Right? Like, they're like, hey, how are you doing? Absolutely. So great to see you. Let's get your warm-ups in. Make sure you do your post-adjustment therapies. How'd your adjustment go? Absolutely. Talk to the doctor. Right? Like, big, exciting. People are getting well. People are healing. That's what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can always schedule an appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hopefully you can use this information to not only help change and transform your life, but the people around you. And always remember that your power is on.